This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
PXY Mornings, welcome back to the show. It's Moose and Breezy. As you get older, sometimes you tend to lose your attention span. We'll say that much.
Well, it begs the question, is like, is it me getting older or us getting older, I should say, or is it just society and what we're being trained of? Like,
well, we all have a short attention span in general now because we all want content when we want it.
5 seconds or
it doesn't matter what it is. You want it and you want it now.
Right.
And sometimes it makes having patience a little harder.
Right. And I have found myself doing something recently that I never in a million years would even think to do or thought that I would do of myself. So I am like, just like you, just like everybody, I want what I want and I want it now. And that's what the algorithm has taught us. That's what TikTok has taught us. And I have found myself when I'm listening to music, if I find a song that I really like, I'll obviously note it in my head. But I find like only a short section of said song and I will just fast forward to that one part and just listen to that one part of the song over and over and over again. So I found this song called Party For You by Charlie XCX. I really like it.
But you won't listen from start to finish.
The first part of the song is so slow. The last 2 minutes of the song, also just like a random beat. But the center is great. And I'm like, I'll just fast forward to the center of the song. Like, I think that's like the most diabolical thing ever.
Well, listen, we were talking about this TV show Severance on Apple TV. It's a slow start.
A slow burn.
But it's considered the most watched television show in history. And so season 2 just ended. My buddy heard all the hype about Severance on TV. He goes, the first episode was so slow, so I just fast-forwarded it to episode 6. I go, you're not going to know anything that's going on. Why would you do that? That makes no sense.
Right.
He's like, well, it was a boring start. It was too slow. So now I'm just in the middle. I'm like, you're wasting your time.
And I feel like we're all doomed because we all have the option, especially on TikTok. If you hold the side of the video, it can go to 2x speed. So you can watch a minute video in 30 seconds because they're just going so fast.
Yeah.
I am nervous because I feel like it's only, our attention span is only getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And I'm curious to hear from our intern, Joe, since you are in college. Do college kids have trouble like learning or paying attention in class because of this?
Personally, I don't, but like lots of my classmates complain about that all the time.
What do they complain about?
The fact that they just like can't pay attention for that long.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually learned in the communication courses that I'm in that the average human now has a shorter attention span than goldfish.
Than ever before. That's why we all take Adderall.
Literally.
That's why everybody's, you know, snorting Adderall. Well, I don't know. How are we taking it? Maybe you just do it
really
with
aggressive
water in the morning.
Yeah. It's just a prescription to pick up at Walgreens. He's like, everyone's smoking Adderall. I'm like, I don't even know if it's smokable.
Sorry, I was thinking about all my friends in LA.
Yeah. But it's crazy, and it sets our generations below us up for failure. Because, like, obviously, we grew up very differently, and now we're older, and things are changing. But if that's your attention span from the jump, I don't know how you're supposed to learn.
Nope.
I don't know how you're supposed to go through training of something. And it really plays into me being as impatient as I'm very impatient. And, like, if something's slow, it, like, truly eats away at me.
Like,
I mean, let's go.
Look, it's social media is to blame for this, okay?
Truly.
Every single thing you have at your fingertips is instant gratification. You don't like the song, you skip to the next one. You don't like the profile picture, the picture you're looking at on Bumble, you scroll to the next one.
Right.
You don't like the TV show, you just hit next. Everything
next,
is next. And if something doesn't grab your attention in the first 5 seconds, game over.
It's doomed.
That's why this job is so hard. Oh, did you... You got to entertain them in the first 5 seconds or they're gone.
That's why I'm teasing about seeing the biggest wiener I've ever seen in my whole life. You know what I mean? Like, that's attention-grabbing content.
Got to grab people's attentions.
You got to do it.
People's attention spans today are shorter than they've ever been. And like you said, Joe, you're in college, statistically speaking, right now. Young adults.
Yeah, it's 8.25 seconds is the average attention span.
That's even like...
9 seconds for a goldfish.
That's wild.
I even think 8's too long.
I think so too.
To be honest, but I mean, and the question is, I mean, we obviously don't have the answers to it, but like, how do we combat this? I'm scrolling through songs, just certain parts of songs, because I can't even listen to the intro because it's so boring.
Nobody has patience anymore.
No.
This is why the divorce rate is over 60%.
Yeah, for sure. Like,
next!
You gotta pay attention to...
Honey, we've been married for 15 years. Why are you on Bumble? Because I want options! Next!
Yeah, it's really, really tough. And I think it's making it very difficult for kids in school today to focus on, like we said, reading one chapter.
Right.
You either can't digest the information or you're so bored because you're getting nothing out of what you're reading in the first 5 seconds, so your mind goes elsewhere. That's a problem.
Let me see. I think there's a feature on our phone that tells you how many times you pick up your phone a day.
Yes, there is a feature. I don't know what it's called. It's under your settings.
It's under my settings.
You know what I've done before? This is scary. I've picked up my phone, opened Instagram, closed it in 10 seconds, put it down, picked it right up again, and reopened it. I'm like, what am I doing?
It's insane.
It's a drug. And they want you to do that.
How many times do you think I picked up my phone yesterday?
Yesterday?
A total count?
Total count.
I'm going to go with 865.
Okay, that's really high.
Oh.
Joe?
My guess is like 340.
Okay, it was 150. But,
but she didn't work yesterday.
Okay, but Friday, that's true. I didn't work yesterday. Friday, 400.
Okay, and for people that want to check on this, what's the setting?
So you go to your settings, you go to screen time, which if you want to just hate yourself, go for it. and then you click on all apps and website activity, and then you go to the specific day, and that's what it is. The thing that's killing me the most, Instagram. I spend 2-3 hours on Instagram, 18 minutes on TikTok.
Yeah, we're all in trouble. All right, guys. Are you still listening? Thank you guys so much.
No, literally, not at all.
It's Pink Swine Mornings. We'll be right back.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.